A recent study by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce ranks Texas in the bottom third of states for the number of students who complete college in a reasonable period of time. Just 48% of Texas students enrolled in four-year schools earned their bachelor's degrees in 6 years. At community colleges, it's worse. Less than 12% earn their associate's degrees in 3 years. Bill Hammond, president of the Texas Association of Business, says our state isn't producing the educated workforce it needs.
We simply need to produce more completers, whether it's an associate's degree or a certificate or a four-year baccalaureate or beyond. If we do not have an educated workforce, Texas will be in big trouble in the future, because the jobs will not come if we do not have an educated workforce.
At an Austin press conference Tuesday, Hammond joined with former U.S. Secretary of Education Margaret Spelling, now with the U.S. Chamber, and Fred Heldenfels, Governor Perry's appointed chairman for the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. The trio collectively called for state lawmakers meeting in January to tie at least 10% of an institution's funding to its success in graduating students. Hammond believes there will be enough momentum in the legislature to overcome opposition.
I'm afraid that some of the four-year institutions in our state are expressing concern about this rather than support in their visits with the editorial boards around the state. They need to get on the train. What we ask of them is not to double or triple their productivity. What we ask them to do is to increase their productivity by 5%, 6%, or 7% a year.
At least one bill has already been introduced that follows this philosophy of outcomes-based funding. State Representative Dan Branch, a Dallas Republican, has filed legislation calling for up to 25% of an institution's funding to be based on graduation rates and other accountability measures. If Branch remains chair of the House Higher Education Committee, he will be in a position to push that legislation forward. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.